Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au.
Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Claire Schwartz from New York City. And Claire is the founder of Miriam's Well Healing. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, Claire specializes in working with Reiki, with performing artists. She has lots of wonderful ideas to help those who sing, dance, act, or play an instrument. So, Claire, tell us, what do you do exactly?
Well, I have some wonderful ways that Reiki connects particularly to the work of performing artists. I think of performers as artistic entrepreneurs, and like any other entrepreneur, they are flying solo in so many ways, and anybody who embarks on that kind of journey needs and deserves as much support as they can offer or as they can receive. And I think that Reiki offers some very particular benefits physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally that work very well for the performer's lifestyle as well as for their craft.
If you were to do a treatment, do you just offer a single treatment as a way of helping people through things, or do you have certain setups for specific issues? How do you work that one out?
I work that the same way I would with any client, but particularly for, you know, I can tailor that answer to how I would work that with performers. I have three approaches that I like to take depending on what the client needs. If someone is just looking for a specific idea, specific support for a particular day or one thing that they want to work on, they want to have something specific for one session, that's one area that we can focus on. Of course, as we know, Reiki builds up over time, and you know, when someone is working towards a goal in particular, working towards a very important audition or performance, you know, it's more for short-term goals, then usually three or four sessions would be what I would work with someone on. And then, of course, there's ongoing support for one's creative life in general and ongoing issues having to do with perhaps a more personal kind of work. I'm also trained as a counselor and have a degree in psychology, so that comes more into play in the longer-term treatment and support situations. If someone has an issue with the director over the course of a production, or having trouble accessing something for character work because of a personal issue, those would be more long-term things. And of course, as I say with any client that I see, if there are, you know, deeper psychological things going on, then they should seek a professional counselor, a social worker, etc. But the energy work that goes along with that, you know, they work in tandem so that the performer is supported on as many levels as possible.
What are some of the experiences that you've had with performers? What might they come to you with?
I've worked quite successfully with ballet dancers. Ballet in particular is extremely rigorous. I've had a great deal of success working with the feet of ballet dancers, where they've told me they feel the energy relaxing them and dealing with the strain that feet in particular for ballet folks are put under. Of course, for any dancer, feet, ankles, knees, hips, and back are put under a great deal of strain. So keeping the body flowing as a unit is certainly something that Reiki offers. I've also worked with actors and with singers who've told me that their voice opens up, their breathing opens up as soon as I put my hands on them. And it doesn't necessarily matter where. I might not be at their lungs, I might be at their head, I might be at their shoulders, but their response to it is that they feel their breath immediately freed.
What about things like stage fright?
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge thing even for seasoned performers, that that's become part of their pre-show ritual. They put on their makeup, they put on their costume, they go backstage, find the bucket, and then go on stage. And I know professionals that that's exactly how they run their pre-show routine, that they just have to do that before they get on stage. So certainly with grounding, with focus, with confidence, and with staying connected to one's true self. But, you know, for any performer, if the jitters hit before you get on stage, and that's certainly something that I experienced in the period of my life when I was performing, having someone there to calm me down would have been a lovely thing. But, you know, certainly for folks where their voice is their instrument, that sort of restriction shows up in how you speak, and certainly when you sing. If you can't catch your breath, if you can't hold your voice steady, all of those things are all interconnected. As we know, of course, in our philosophy, there's no boundary between the mental, the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. And for Westerners, they've become separated in how we approach these things. And for myself, I've certainly found everything flows better when that barrier is not there. And to get people in general, but performers in particular, because of the demands of the stage, back in touch with that connection. And then, of course, that allows you to connect to your audience, your fellow performers, your character, the choreography, however that works. It helps open up everything and maintain that flow to bring your performance to the highest level possible.
Yeah, I think so too. The more open we are, the more easier our voice will flow out through our body and our being.
And exactly.
And the more open we are, the more we connect to our audience. And I think the audience will definitely feel that.
Exactly. It's a groundedness and an openness. Mm. Yeah. Ricky does both.
And I would say even on top of that, the deeper understanding that you gain of yourself by working on yourself.
Exactly.
Obviously, exactly. The better you'll be at working on developing characters and understanding who you are and what you can become to embody a character.
Exactly. In my general approach in my healing work, Miriam's Well has two philosophies, two basic tenets from which I work. And both of these are really indispensable when it comes to performing. The first one being self-care. There's a wonderful quote in Henry V that says, "Self-love, my liege, is not so vile a sin as self-neglecting."
So Shakespeare was into Reiki.
He was so wise. I'm not sure he had Japanese philosophy in mind, but a wise man nonetheless, and certainly all of us can benefit from that approach. And again, performers in particular whose lives are so crammed with auditions, rehearsals, performances, running around at all hours of the day and the night, self-care goes out the window, and they survive on coffee and cigarettes and then wonder why they can't get their breath or can't get rested or why they get sick. And Reiki is a tool that I can offer, and I can also teach them to have at their disposal so that they have an alternative to all of that, a way to support them in that process. Particularly, as I said, for even a musician who has an actual instrument, for performers, you are your instrument. As much as you would tune your piano or care for your reeds or oil your bow, you have to care for your instrument. And for an artist, your entire being is your instrument. And I find that the flow of Reiki connects the creative flow that connects to the creative flow that allows performers to bring all of their gifts to the fore. And to connect to what you were saying, Bronwyn, the second tenet is personal empowerment. And connection to self is a big part of that. And our artistic entrepreneurs have to be so self-directed. Even if they're lucky enough to have an agent or publicity people or marketing people or whatever, the drive to perform comes from within. They simply cannot do anything else. It is who they are down to a cellular level. If that's the case, then all the more reason they should be supported on that energetic level. And then, of course, we all have our own personal junk that we bring to the table. Reiki and the counseling can also help work through some of those barriers that might come up in the process of building a character or building a relationship with fellow performers. It's all very tricky stuff. We're all highly trained, highly tuned people. And so when those energies knock up against each other, something needs to come in and smooth that out. And while we can never do something about how someone else is in that picture, we can do something about how we are with ourselves and with our art and with our health and our being. So the lessons of Reiki have limitless connections to the life of any performer.
Yeah. We talked about, you know, it's good for artists to receive a Reiki treatment before they go on stage, but it might be very beneficial after they've done the performance, because often they're very tired, maybe tense. They might have a lot of excessive energy that they don't know how to deal with, and to really calm them after the performance as well and let them relax again so that their body stays in tune.
The particular challenge for people who are doing Broadway shows or off-Broadway or any kind of thing where they're doing 8 shows a week is that there are at least once a week there are days where they have 2 shows in a day, a 2 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. And that in-between time where they have to come down off the previous show as well as build up for the next one can be very, very challenging. So that's also one of my thoughts, to be available between shows to offer Reiki, however they might need it for that day. But both of those things need to happen often within an hour. By the time they come down off of the previous show, take off their costume and their makeup, get some dinner, and then their call is maybe 6 or 6:30 to be back in for the 8 o'clock show and to be available in the theater to offer support to actors and Broadway folks in that realm is another thought that I've had.
And musicians are the other ones. And I was thinking when you were talking before, on an energetic level, that concept of connection. I imagine that having a deeper understanding of our connection with everything around us, that working with an instrument, that would be really beneficial too.
Absolutely. And that's a little bit different from singers, opera singers or classical performers. There's something different about that. The music has a life of its own, and being able to connect to that as well, which is similar but slightly different to connecting to a character or connecting to choreography. They're all subtle variations on the same theme. There is this intangible thing that's being created when you're creating a performance. And Reiki is also often experienced as an intangible thing. As much as we feel the energy, we feel things moving around, that's also the realm where Reiki functions, that sort of in-between space that's hard to explain. So that's where I find that the two can meet and be supported.
I guess your vision is to see in the future all the dance companies and the theater companies all having a personal Reiki practitioner on call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know there are certainly professional ballet companies now that have massage therapists on staff. They have acupuncturists, chiropractors, and Reiki connects to all of that. So that's one of my things to do in 2007 is start approaching professional companies and explaining what I do.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and I think it's fantastic to actually bring the system of Reiki into a specific arena of performing arts and to help people, you know, connecting to themselves and with that opening up more so that they can perform better.
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to do some Reiki on Bono in a minute, so...
Do you think Bono wants a personal Reiki practitioner on call?
I don't know. I've heard some, if you've read on the Reiki Digest, you know, there are various and sundry celeb Reikis across the world who, some of them travel with a Reiki master, so...
As
I think they're
should.
Ahead of the curve.
As they should, yes.
All righty-o. Well, thanks so much, Claire. That was really lovely to hear your thoughts on that. And I think it will inspire other Reiki practitioners to think about what they're doing. And if someone's starting up a professional practice, to think about what specific area they'd actually like to work in.
Exactly. There's no boundary in terms of what area of life Reiki can't be applicable to. Mm. But coming from a performing background myself and being in New York City, it just literally hit me one day when I was in the theater and I watched a highly trained professional actor go up on his lines and drop the ball completely. And he recovered, but he got really flustered, which was very unusual. That's one of the key parts of performing is what do you do when you mess up? Because you will mess up. There's no if. It will happen. What do you do when that happens? And it requires a great deal of connection and focus and training. And you have to be open to that because if all of that collapses and you're on stage in front of 500 or 1,000 people and there's six other people on the stage and possibly a conductor and a whole orchestra waiting for you, you better know what to do. After he recovered, I suddenly thought, boy, Reiki could have really helped him. Bing! And during intermission, I grabbed a piece of paper out of my bag and a pen and just started scribbling down ideas. And that's where it all came from.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. And we hope you find some great performing artists to do some Reiki on in 2007.
That would be lovely. Feel free to refer them to me.
Yes.
Thanks, Claire.